G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 26. I'm John Barco. Joining me as usual is Carl the Jackal Diorio, Joel the Asset Marshal, although it is a depreciating asset on recent dance form. Two big group ones, Joel, and we should be able to cash in if we can find the winner of both of these.
Yes, good days racing at Caulfield on Saturday. The group ones you speak of, the Underwood and the Sir Rupert Clark. Well, the Underwood, probably two clear favourites in Faulkner and Contributor, and most would probably expect one of the pair to win. And the Rupert Clark, well, maybe a bit more open disposition, reasonably short at around the 340, 350 mark. I would have thought that's a bit short, but there's a few good chances and there's likely to be good pace in that race, which does make it quite interesting.
Carl, without spoiler alert, but are you with that very short price favourite in the Rupert Clark?
Well, I think it's going to be incredibly hard to beat, And as much as I don't like the $3.50, just trying to find something to get disposition beat, I think is going to be pretty hard to do. So from barrier three, it looks like it's going to get all the favours off a genuinely run race with Charmed Harmony, probably setting them up for something near a track record time if the track is playing very quick.
All right, well, it is a big day of racing at Caulfield on Saturday, and a big crowd, or a reasonable sort of crowd, I would think, for this meeting would be expected, with no football, apart from our beloved Storm, of course, Joel, in Melbourne, and a beautiful day forecast. The black type racing kicks off in race four, and that is the listed iTalk Travel Harry White Classic. Good to see Harry, the favourite jockey of my childhood, being honoured here in the race formerly known as the Ansett Classic and formerly run at Mornington. Joel, what's going to get the money here?
Yeah, well, early scratching coming through this afternoon. Foundry, likely favourite for the race. So I'm with one Excess Knowledge, who I would have tipped anyway. His two runs this time in have been pretty decent. He gets up to 2,400 and that looks suitable. He draws the best gate he has this time in, so I think that'll be a big plus. Got him out of three Maygrove, can improve up in Trip, seven Albanetti and nine Shenzhou Steeds.
Yeah, between 1 and 10 for me, Excess Knowledge and At First Sight. I just went with At First Sight purely from a price perspective and also the fact that I think he is a little bit overdue. He has got one win from 24, but his recent losing efforts have been really good. And I like the way he found the line over 2,500 last time behind Al Bonetti. Got him on top from one Excess Knowledge, who schooled over the jumps this morning at Flemington and looked quite good over the jumps as well. So there may be a future for him, although I think he's a little bit too good for that at this stage of his career. Third, number nine, Shenzhou Steeds, who was gallant in defeat last time at Moonee Valley, did a power of work before being run home late. And fourth, number seven, Al Bonetti.
All right, well, I was with Foundry. I'm now with Al Bonetti, number seven, to beat 12, Epsom Hill, three, Maygrove, and one, Excess Knowledge. Race five, and, well, with all due respect to the group ones, the Guineas Preludes are also highly intriguing, Joel. And, look, everyone in race five, the Schweppes 1000 Guineas Prelude, group two for the three-year-old fillies over 1,400 metres. Everyone is spruiking Stay With Me, but there was a run behind Stay With Me that certainly appealed to you, I believe.
Yeah, look, this is, as you said, it's a real highlight of the meeting, this, albeit not a group one, but really good race, some nice promising fillies will get sorted out on Saturday. And yeah, look, I've gone around Stay With Me. She's going to be hard to beat, but there's a few hopes. I've gone to Jamaica. I thought she was a good run wide on speed, and I thought she battled on really well. Obviously got run past by Stay With Me and Pasadena Girl. I think she can press forward and might be able to just control the speed of this race, number two, Jamaica, to beat eight, Alaskan Rose. Really like her. My query with her is that she's possibly already looking for a mile. I know she's 4 weeks between runs, but just gave the impression last time she might be looking for the mile already. One, Pasadena Girl, I threw in for third. I actually put three, Sagarone, in for fourth. That Brisbane winter form was good, and she didn't have much luck in the race at Moonee Valley. 2.813.
Yeah, sensational race. I think it's the best race of the day. And I've got four Stay With Me on top. I've been impressed by both wins this campaign. It'll be awfully hard to beat. Ahead of eight, Alaskan Rose, who draws well, I think is a touch above, is around about the $10 mark for an unbeaten horse that's won by an aggregate margin of six lengths or about that, and I just think we'll get the right sort of run just off the pace and get every chance. Third number one, Pasadena Girl, who should be running home again, and fourth number 10, Super Cash. Really liked the way she found the line last time behind Petit Falou, and her debut win was against handy opposition, and she ran really good time in doing so. So dry ground really brings out the best in her. But Jamaica, Sagarone, you know, Remla, My Gunpowder, I mean, that is a cracking feel. Even Dunked Out Marley. So really good race.
You stay with me. For me, number four to beat seven, Miss Gunpowder. I don't think there's anything wrong with her form. Eight, Alaskan Rose, and one, Pasadena Girl. The males division, which for some reason is only a group three, is the Beck Caulfield Guineas Prelude. First leg of the main quaddy, race six, 1400 metres. Three-year-old colts and gelding, set weights and penalties, and seven different group one, seven different last start winners among the 16 acceptors here. But the fairly warm favourite is not one of those, Joel. It's a horse beaten favourite last start.
Yeah, number three, ready for victory. Look, as you said, lots of different form lines coming through this race, and you can make a case for many. I'm with nine, Mr. Individual. I liked him first up, and of course, just did everything wrong, and really wasn't a bad effort to get beaten as far as he did. He then went to the maiden, got that out of the way, and was still a bit green. He's still got plenty to learn, this horse, but hopefully he can continue to learn on the run, and I'll go him each way. Nine, Mr. Individual to beat three, ready for victory. He does look ready for victory. His two runs have been really good, and he looks like he'll be suited by the step up in trip. One, Del Cielo, wasn't a bad run in probably what was been the strongest three-year-old race so far in New Zealand this season. Ran a decent race first up, and he came to Sydney in the autumn. That's how highly they thought of him, and of course had a bit of a mishap and didn't race, but keen to see him. And number 13, Speeth, they'll throw in for fourth coming off a maiden win, but plenty of other hopes.
Gone with 16, Tulsa on top. Really nice win first up, and last time caught the eye, hitting the line strongly over the final 200 metres when weaving in between runners. It was a real eye-catching effort, and I think Tulsa's a horse with a tremendous upside. So got him on top from nine, Mr. Individual, as he alluded to. He does plenty wrong in his races, but has got a stack of ability, and really liked the way he fought out that winner packed them last time. For third, number three, ready for victory. Ready for the 1400, and I think wasn't in the best part of the track in the Danehill until he got away from the fence. He really started to mow the late, and fourth, number eight, Snoopy, but a host of other chances, as you touched on, John.
Well, you've in fact done a feature on page two of Winning Post this week on Last Bullet, have you not, number six?
I have. It's got a chance, and I certainly do. It's certainly one of the chances. I mean, it was probably the run of the race out of the Danehill, along with Ready for Victory. But I'm just starting to edge away from that Danehill form. So
possibly looking for further Last Bullet too. I really liked his run in the Danehill as well, but maybe 1600 might be what he's looking for.
And I just wonder if he's going to be a Caulfield horse. Ideally, I think he's a Flemington horse, but unfortunately for him, the Caulfield Guineas has run at Caulfield.
I am with three, Ready for Victory, to beat 14, Puritan, six, Last Bullet, four, Metallic Crown. Race seven, first of the group one, second leg of the quaddie. Highland Race Colours Underwood Stakes, 1,800 metres, weight for age, $400,000. Joel.
Yes, well, I'm with the favourites. I've gone six contributor. Expect him to improve a lot off that first up run at Mini Valley, and he'd certainly need to defeat Faulkner, who's really the tried and tested, proven Group 1 horse, weight for age star, and contributor's certainly got to step up to that mark, so he does need to improve, but I think he will. I think he'll strip a lot fitter, and away from Mooney Valley, he can bounce back. Six to beat one, nine, Mongolian Khan, really liked his first up effort. He's just going to continue to improve with each run. Next time might be the go for him, and 10, Volk Stock and Barrel. Didn't have a lot of luck. Still a query on how good the run was, but I don't think he had much luck, and Craig Williams keen to stick with him, so we'll throw him in for four.
Yeah, I've got Vox Stock and Barrel on top. I was pleased with the first up run in the Memsie, and then last time Maccabi Diva went to the line untested. Just from a value perspective, it's around about $13, and I think Contributor and Faulkner are the benchmark, and I've got them in for second and third. Faulkner second and Contributor third, but I just reckon on an each-way basis. Vox Stock and Barrel, he's got a bit of a zip in his legs, probably more so than Mongolian Khan, who second up maybe on a cup's path, perhaps will lack that turn of foot. And Weary, I put in for fourth just on the basis that his two runs this campaign have been three runs this campaign have been really good, but I think he needs a little bit of giving the ground, and he might not get that on Saturday, but you got to respect his good form. So I've got them 10, 1, 6 and 7.
Well, I hope that Joel is incorrect that Mongolian Khan is one, needs one more, because I've got Mongolian Khan on top, number 9, to beat 1, Faulkner, 10, Volkstock and Barrel. I've put 6 contributor in, but geez, you're all fairly forgiving. I didn't really see that was a fantastic run at all first up, but... And again, I am usually wrong. But speaking of usually wrong, how about my Cox Plate Cup double? Who shot the barman as bloody firmed in after last Saturday's performance? You reckon I should cash out and get $22.50 back from a 20?
Keep it alive. I thought the run from Who Shot the Barman was all right back to the inside. And yeah, got very well.
Oh, it actually did firm. It came in a couple of points for the Melbourne Cup. That is race 7. This is race 8. The Anthea Crawford Sir Rupert Clark Stakes, 1400 metre handicap at Group 1 level. And three, four, 18 to face the starter, 18 and 4 emergencies. And I've got disposition on top, Joel, but 340, if that's what you're saying, is surely short enough for a race of this nature.
Yeah, a bit too short. Of course, we've got the one scratching, Ninth Legion is out, which means Petrology gets a run. He is a bit short disposition. He's in my four, but I've had Under the Louvre penciled for this race since he began this prep. His two runs have been really good. He's just going to need things to open up for him and need a little bit of luck. If he gets clear galloping room, he's got a great sectional on him and he's going to get good pace to suit. So I'm with 8 Under the Louvre, good each way bet, just going to need a few breaks. One Lucky Hustler, they've had a couple of good jewels, these two, and there's obviously not much between them. They've quinella a couple of races in their career. I thought his fresh run was really good. 58 kilos is obviously the steadier, but I'll throw him in for second, disposition for third, and for fourth I'll throw in the Queensland number 14 Hopfgarten. He's always had plenty of ability, this horse, and Glenn Collis to ride. He rides 54 not too often these days, so good effort for him to get down and ride that, and he's the roughie to throw in your multiples.
Yeah, disposition for me on top, but will I be backing him if he starts $3.50? I certainly won't. His first up win was really good. He looks the one to beat, drawn barrier 3. Friedman and Oliver have combined to win the race multiple times. He just looks the one to beat. Ahead of Under the Louvre, who will get back and be storming home, perhaps not as far back in the big field from barrier 6, but I'm sure he'll be hitting the line hard off a genuine tempo, set by Charmed Harmony, who will be the leader, and I've got him in for third on that basis. He's always a really honest type who I probably, over the duration of his career, has looked around, but to my detriment. And for fourth, I've put in number 11, Stratum Star, who I think probably would have put higher up the order, but has just drawn wide and may concede too much of a start. And he is a bit of a non-winner, as much as I hate that expression. Honourable mentions to Yesterday's Songs if it gets a run, and the other one is Fast and Rocking, but I'm not sure he can get 1400 metres. But I've got them 12, 8, 10 and 11, probably a no-bet race for me.
12 disposition to beat 8 Under the Louvre, 9 Amicus and 2 Cosmic Endeavour for me. Bring us home with what we need to include in the last leg of the Quaddie, Joel, the Cut Club handicap over 1700 metres.
Yeah, okay, well I tipped 12 Zabrins. I think he looks ready to win up in trip. 9 Hiyoshi, Caulfield, probably not his track, but he's racing well. 13 Tekenja, the import, who was impressive first up, and 4 Jacquino Bay or my top 4.
Similar numbers, I think you only need 4 in the quaddy, 13, 9, 6 and 12 in that order. Tekenja on top for me, really like the Australian debut win, real arrogant performance. I think the best is still yet to come from her, and she may win this en route to something like a Cranbourne Cup and then come back in the autumn.
Yeah, and I went 9-3 Kenja, the very honest Kenja, with 13 Tekenja and 6 Iggy McCool, so might be able to skinny up that leg somewhat. Now that takes care of a big Caulfield meeting, but your best and value bets, please, gentlemen.
Best is Under the Louvre, race 8, and my value is Jamaica, race 5.
I'll go to Kendra in the last race, number 13 is my best and value bet. Race 1, Nautical, $21. Certainly worth an each way ticket. She's ticking over, last campaign was ticking over nicely and tends to run well first up.
And I'm up against Carl with my best, which is race 9, number 9, Hyoshi. And my value bet was race 7, number 9, Mongolian Calm. Rose Hill is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, and there is plenty of black type. There are in fact 6 black type races. Field's not quite as big as Caulfield, but black type races indeed they are. And while the Caulfield Guineas Prelude is occurring at Caulfield earlier in the day, we will have another Guineas Prelude, race 2 at Rose Hill Gardens, the Dildam Stan Fox Stakes, where press statement is $1.40 and will want to be winning, Joel, if he's to retain his current lofty position in the Caulfield Guineas market.
Yeah, that's for sure. Obviously, he hasn't won one yet this time in, but there were plenty of excuses in the Golden Rose, and he really should bounce back to winning form. I'll play this little Quinella with number 5, Man of His Word. Bruce Hill, Queensland trainer, sends 2 horses down. I think he's the pick. I've been following him for a while, and it was a really dominant win last start. Obviously, much easier company. 3 Shards and 2 Regis next.
Given the fact that you backed press statements in the Golden Rose, can you confirm your whereabouts on the day that Ty England's car was vandalised?
plenty of suspects, I think, but no, not me.
Nah, press statement on top for me from Shards, Regis and Fireworks, but he should be winning here.
Race 3 at Rose Hill on Saturday is the Dilmar T Colin Stephen Quality 2400 metre Group 3.
Yeah, gone for one a bit of odds here, number 8, Sasson Kyle. He obviously showed a fair bit of staying promise last time in. I thought he's been stepped up in trip quite quickly this time in, so I think there's a bit of room for improvement. I didn't mind his run at Newcastle last time out when he was getting home nicely late. So we'll go him on an each-way basis to beat One Kingdom's. Very well weighted. When you look at the ratings of this race, only giving 1.5 to most of the field, he's really well in. 5 Bohemian Lily for 3rd and 4 King Kinshasa for 4th.
Turn the Bayou on top for me, purely on the basis if it's a soft or heavy track. The rain is forecast for the next couple of days in Sydney, and as we saw last week at Randwick, it doesn't tend to take too much rain for these tracks in Sydney to soften up. And Turn the Bayou, I think the last couple of runs have been really encouraging. Hit the line hard in finishing third last behind Albanetti, but it reeled up some really quick splits over the last 1,000 metres. And at around $81, I'm certainly worth entertaining on an each-way basis in the small field if it gets conditions to suit. From 4, King Kinshasa, 3, Reigning, and 5, Bohemian Lily.
Race 4 at Rose Hill on Saturday, Reginald Allen Quality. 1,400 metres for 3-year-old fillies, a listed race, Joel.
Number 7, Tremorzina for me. Came off a bit of a freshen off the debut win, and I thought did a good job at Warwick Farm last time out. Went back from the wide gate, caught a bit wide, and I thought she was finding the line nicely. 1,400 should suit. Got her ahead of 2, Flamboyant Lass. Bit of a gap between runs, 1,000 to 1,400. She has had a trial in between, so she should be fit enough. 6, Ocean Tempest, comes out of the same race as Tremorzina. And One Look to the Stars was pretty disappointing first up, but we'll give her another chance.
Similar numbers, Tremorzina on top for me. Just loved the way she hit the line last time, and think that the rise to 1,400 metres here will suit. From 5, Demcor, 6, Ocean Tempest, they both come out the same race, and 2, Flamboyant Lass in for 4.
Race 5 at Rose Hill is the Gloaming Stakes, 1,800 metres for 3-year-olds, Group 3.
Number 3, Intrepid Wave for me, is always shaped like a horse that would appreciate getting up in trip. He jumps from the 1,400 to the 1,800. He finished 6th last start in the Ming Dynasty, but he was beaten less than 2 lengths, and he really got into his work nicely late. He should cope with the distance, as I said. I like him each way to beat number 11, Gobstopper. The Kiwi visitor, Jonathan Riddell, over to ride. He wouldn't need to be anything special to measure up to a race like this, I wouldn't have thought. He's a brother to Werther, and he was finding the line okay, fresh up. 5, Gold Ambition, ran on nicely in the Spring Stakes at Newcastle, and that was behind Devil Hawk, number 1.
Devil Hawk on top for me. I think he beat a few handy horses first up. He wasn't disgraced second up over 14 and really hit the line nicely to win a bit of a blanket finish in the Spring Stakes, but he just outstayed a few of them late, and I think the 1,800 metres will suit. So got him on top from 4, Bainborough, who has been racing consistently in restricted class races. Although this is a stakes race, I don't think there's too much depth here. 3rd, number 7, Clash of Clans, and for 4th, number 12, Daisy's Joy, who is out of the Good Mare Tuesday Joy. Certainly breeds get over a trip, and found the line nicely in maiden company last time at Canterbury.
All right, race six at Rose Hill is the Ronald McDonald House Westmead Golden Pendant, 1400 metre group two for fillies and mares. Catkins well into the red, but your value bet comes up here, Joel. You're taking on Catkins.
Yeah, number four, slightly sweet. Hopefully no scratchings and we get the full three dividends. I'd much rather back her each way at 220, 230 a place. She's a really nice mare. She won two stakes races in the autumn and she showed with her first up run that she's come back in ripper order. I think she can win a nice race this prep. Maybe not Saturday, maybe she'll win next up. But got her ahead of two Catkins. What a great mare. Brilliant win first up. Three Arabian Gold, bit fitter for that fresh run, and eight Very Delicious for four.
Same first four and probably the same punting strategy as well. I've got Catkins on top and I acknowledge that she's the best horse and the one to beat, but you know, the fact that slightly sweet is at such a nice each way quote is probably how I'm going to play the race and hope that Catkins gets toppled. For third, number eight, Very Delicious, and fourth, number three, Arabian Gold. But an interesting little race with Jason Coyle playing a significant part.
Okay, race seven at Randwick on Saturday is the Leon A. Plumbing Shannon Stakes, a group two over 1500 metres, and you're both fairly keen on the chances of the visiting Victorian Akavoran, Joel.
Yeah, nice return run from him at Flemington. Showed that he was back on track, and I like him down in the weights for 54 kilos. Got him ahead of five, I'm imposing. Really good run first up. He was tipped to go to 2,000 metres last week, but we see him here over 1,500. That might be a slight query, but we'll throw him in for second. Flamingo Star I've been with at both runs this prep, and he's been flat-out disappointing. Blinkers on, maybe worth one more chance, and four Ninth Legion next best.
Well, if Akavoran wins this, as I expect, perhaps the price for disposition 20 minutes later in the rope with Clark might even get a little bit more shorter. So, got Akavoran on top. I think he's a generous price, around about $5.56. From nine, Vashka, five, I'm imposing, and four, Ninth Legion.
Okay, that takes care of the black type, but Carl, you'll take us into the last for your value bet.
That's right. That was the Test of Shadow, the terribly unlucky Test of Shadow from last time. That was one of the three rides that Ty Anglin made a bit of a blue with that fortnight ago at Rose Hill. Just went to the line untested. Was travelling sweetly, looked to be in the finish, but just never got out. And yeah, I think he can make amends. His danger is Music Magnet and also Winetails will get back in the field as well. So I think he can outsprint them to the line, particularly with the lighter weight.
Okay, and Carl's best was race 7, number 7, Akavoran. Joel, your best in the first, race 1, number 4.
Yeah, Hearns Oak, worth sticking with. He's done a good job this prep. Two wins from four starts. Looks an even sort of a race with a few hopes, but he looks like he's ready to run out 2,000. He'll be very hard to beat, and yeah, slightly sweet was my value.
All right, we are racing on the Parks track at Morfettville in Adelaide on Saturday, and Carl, as is your want and custom, you have saved your value in best for the last two races.
That's right. You know, my staking plan is pretty poor, so I have to limit myself to the end of the day where I start to shoot the lights out. My best bet is Magic Boy, race 8, number 4. I think the first up run was really good behind Lord Aspen, who's certainly going to be a carnival player in Melbourne. Lot to like about that run. He performed well last campaign, carrying big weights and some three-year-old handicaps in Melbourne. He's a really talented four-year-old, and I'm sure he'll measure up in Melbourne too later in the spring. And my value bet, well, my value bet was Rod's Opinion in the second last race, but he actually ran midweek yesterday at Strathalbyn, and he ran quite poorly. So I've actually switched my value bet to the sixth race, which is Coachella, which resumed with a nice run behind Cash's Coming, and gets in well after the 3 kilo claim of Emily Finnegan.
The two I liked were race 2, number 8, Coco Doll. I think this will be winning off its trial. Beat Viceroy under a hold. Viceroy has since come out and won. But I'll make my best bet for a little bit more value. Amicone Original, race 7, number 6. He's been good this prep. Really good winner first up, and good in Victoria last start in a good race behind Staviva, who looks pretty smart. So back to Adelaide, he can win.
All right, and Doomben, they're racing on a good track, Joel.
Yes, they will be, and my best is race 7, number 8, Sarasara. Look, there's a few chances here, but a lot of her dangers are drawn wide. She's just drawn beautifully in gate 3, and she won well first up. She doesn't usually take a backward step second up, so keen to stick with her. and my value bet is race 6, number 14, Vienna Queen. From a good draw, she'll be riding the speed. She gets nice weight relief after the claim, and she looks ready to win third up.
Architect for me, race 5, number 3. One first up at Doomben and over the 1,050, and then a slow start was a little bit costly when finishing midfield behind. Didn't cost a lot. If it jumps on terms, it shouldn't be too far away from barrier 5, and just has that little bit of class, Architect. We all know how much of a big sprint he has over the concluding stages.
All right, well, the last couple of weeks at Belmont in Perth, and gee, I'll tell you what, someone at the WATC's marketing department has dropped the ball here. I mean, Perth Racing Membership. There's two races called the Perth Racing Membership Handicap. There's the Perth Racing TV Handicap. There's the Tab Touch, the Home of Racing Handicap, and the Tab Touch Handicap. Where is the Todd Goldstein Handicap? Where is the Matt Spanger Benchmark 66 Plus?
Exactly.
You know, welcome Hawks fans. You know, what about all that? Got to get them out to Belmont during the day before the big game.
Well, they're obviously running short on memberships for next year. Just can't get enough of those plugs in. My best is Tudor Bolt, race 8, number 5. Bit flat second up over the 1,200. He was impressive first up. Comes back to the 1,000, gets the blinkers on. I think he can bounce back. And my value is Raising Dubai, race 3, number 6. Another horse coming back in trip. His mile form was good. He then went to 2,000 last start and was a bit disappointing. But back in trip, he can improve.
All right. And they are racing at NZ Racing HQ on Saturday at Ellerslie, where the feature looks to be the Group 3 Bone Crusher Stakes.
Yeah, likely to be run on a heavy track, heavy 11 as it stands. I made my best in that race. Number 2, Massaloo from the Baker and Forsman Yard. Really brave effort first up in a strong 3-year-old race at Hastings. Was caught wide on speed from a bad gate and just got run over late. He should account for these, I would have thought. Massaloo, my value is race 1, number 13, Bolshoi Ballet. Did win a trial at Ellerslie. Debuted going the left-handed way and didn't run a bad race. Since been back to the trials, the right-handed direction, which is, of course, the Ellerslie direction, and has trialled well. So I think second up, he'll be hard to beat. The other meeting is at Pukekura. My best bet is Huff and Puff. He looks a stayer in the making, this horse. Fourth start, and he's running over 3,210 metres. That's Kevin Myers for you. Geez, it was a tough staying effort to win last time out. I know he's taking on some older, proven horses, but he looks a pretty good stayer. My value is Star Afrage, race 8, number 9. Good return from her, and she'll strip a fair bit fitter second up.
All right, well, that wraps up a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia. But let's not forget that we're back at the Valley on Friday night. And we've got a Group 1 on Grand Final Eve next week, but we've got a Group 3 to kick us off, and that is Race 6, the Gallagher Bassett TBV Champagne Stakes. Joel?
Yes, the Champagne Stakes. It is a good field this year. Secret Agenda, I think, is the one from the Mick Price Yard. Good win first up. She defeated the males midweek company. Speeth has since come out and won to strengthen the form up a bit. The Godolphin pair create interest down from Sydney. Number 5, Painted Firetail, should have won first up at Kembla at odds on. They come straight here off a defeat at Kembla for a Group 3 race. I think that's a good sign. So she's the main danger. 7 to beat 5. Number 2, Serenade for 3rd. Didn't mind her fresh run down the straight. And for 4th, number 9, Hell or High Water was dominant, winning first up.
Yeah, interesting sort of race, and I thought Ocean Empers down the bottom is certainly one worthy of respect, but the one I'm going to put on top is Take Pride, because I thought that was a slashing run down the straight. She's a real straight track performer at Flemington, and I liked her two runs this campaign behind Petite Blue, and Barrier 2 should jump, run, be there, and take some catching. But certainly Ocean Empers, impressive win on debut at Bendigo, was heavily backed to knock off the Lee Friedman favourite, which was at odds on, which Wing Stack, that's right. And I really liked the way she went about it, and she won by 3 lengths. So I think they the two that I'll be working around, but as you touched on, there's plenty of Sydney interest and a lot of the good stables represented in the race.
All right, well, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Can't miss it this week. Big Union Jack on the cover and a big red Cadeau wearing his Union Jack rug. And Dispositions also on the cover. We've got all your favourite features in your form for Friday. The Friday night, of course, at Moonee Valley. Our usual comprehensive Saturday coverage. And 4 more meetings on Sunday as well. So it's the best $5 you will spend all weekend, and the best $20 you'll spend all weekend. is probably not this, but it is one of my trademark duets, and it is Caulfield Race 3, numbers 3 and 5, Hard Stride and Craftiness. Joel?
I'll go Under the Louvre, Race 8 at Caulfield.
And I'll go Broody, because I want a lot of money, and that's Race 7, number 7, Akavora, and I think that just wins at Rose Hill, so all that... have them all up into race 8, number 11, Test of Shadow, and cross your fingers.
Well, there he goes, swinging for the fence again. And we have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.